Yeah.
Comfortable?
Yeah.
Dressed?
For once.
For once. Alright.
Well, it's a Saturday, Emilio.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings on to football, return of the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to win it?
The Prem?
Oh, no, the poetry competition that you seem to love so much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. You can be facetious if you want to.
The Prem.
I don't know. I'm a Spurs fan, so hopefully it's Spurs. But obviously, you know, I don't really follow it too close. I mean, I want Spurs to win, but I just don't think we have the team to do it. Like, we have a great team, but we've just done nothing like to bolster them. So the reason we didn't win last year was because we were playing teams like Chelsea, who have a great first team and then a great bench as well. We don't have that bench. And so this transfer window, we should have been buying players to shore up our bench. To basically say, like, you know, one of our players gets injured, we can, you know, keep playing. But instead, we lost Walker. And then Danny Rose has been saying stuff like, oh, we're just unmotivated. The players are unmotivated because they're not getting as much money because the club isn't interested in putting money back into the team. And it's all, you know, it's all just a kind of clusterfuck at the moment. I mean, hopefully, because obviously we haven't really changed much, hopefully we're going to maintain the same kind of momentum we had last season.
Yeah, I think they're like an odds-on team to win. Mm. I think they're definitely top four, because, I mean, the top four hold is now a shambles, I think. But
I mean, but I don't know. I don't really know, to be fair. You can't really tell anymore. Since obviously, you know, Manchester United were kind of undefeatable for like this long. They were kind of like...
I think they will win it this year now.
Oh, Manchester United?
Yeah.
Mm.
I think Lukaku, he will win the league.
Really?
Yeah, I've... because I think signing Matic, you know, that's just going to free up Pogba to push forward more. Even though he was crap. If he spent half as much time in his football as he does with his stupid twatty haircuts, he'd be a half decent footballer. But he doesn't. Like, I always thought he's not £89 million. Lighting up the Serie A with Juventus, that team that wins literally everything.
Yeah,
that's not an £89 million player. That's not even an achievement.
Yeah, well, Italian he's good, kind of dominated, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think they'll win the league this year.
Who?
United.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Chelsea haven't really lost anything since that.
Well, they've lost Matic. I think that's what they've now got to fix. But
I think they have that. That's what I mean, but they have that talent back there. Like, they may have lost people like from their kind of, you know, first go team. But they have that reserve talent to kind of pull things out of the bag. And they were pretty much untouchable last season. I mean, they made a few mistakes here and there, but they had a pretty decent record, like win-to-loss ratio. Like, it wasn't like, you know, it was a really, I mean, it was close, but not, you know, it was kind of a really high-end close. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't really follow football. Like, you know, I play video games, watch anime. I don't really care about football. So my friends get, because obviously, I've got friends who like really love football. Like, they play football non-stop, and every so often I'll like throw my opinion. They go, shut up. Like, they just go, shut up. You just don't know what you're talking. Like, they're like Middlesbrough fans like you, and they're like, no, Spurs need to do this. And I'm like, no, but I'm a Spurs fan. No, they're like, fuck off.
Sure, mate, you don't know what you talk about. Yeah.
They need this. What are you talking about? Not even follow your team, and I know, but it's, you know.
Well, I'm so glad it's back. But the last 3 months have been hard.
Really?
There's nothing worse than a Saturday with no football.
I do not agree.
But you don't. You're not right, are you?
I'm perfectly right. You're a man who plays a spreadsheet. I know if you talk about, like, obviously I like playing my video games. You also play one video game, and it's the Football Manager, which is essentially a spreadsheet simulator.
It's not a game, Emilio.
It's a spreadsheet.
It's a lifestyle.
No, it's not. It's a spreadsheet.
It's a lifestyle.
you can achieve the same thing in Excel. It's, you know, it's not like it's a complicated. It's fucking, you know, it's awful.
Tell me a game where you can...
What are you saying?
Oh, you can just...
Where you can input a name and then you get a result.
It's so realistic. It's...
It's not realistic at all.
It's brilliant.
You do nothing.
I feel more qualified than... Well, Gareth Southgate, but that's not really much of an achievement because he's terrible.
Again, I don't know who that is.
Is Ingle my... Oh, you God.
I don't know. I don't know this stuff. I like, you know... I know Tottenham because my dad is like a diehard Tottenham fan. And so if I don't know Tottenham, I don't get to eat. So it's like, you know... I don't know.
Yeah, speaking of, well, football and all my betting, I won a lovely £150 the other day.
Really? On what?
The horses.
Oh, you're not betting on the horses now,
yeah? Ah, now, right. Now, I'm going to put this out there. At All Sports Tips, that's a triple L Sports Tips, you can find a guy called Ted. Now, Ted has a quality boom room. He has got me many a pound. The guy prints more money than the Royal Mint. No, basically, he gambles for a living.
Okay.
Knows his shit.
Yeah, well.
You say this, he does it by points.
I mean, he gambles for a living. He's like,
hey, I've seen some of the money he's won.
Yeah, but I just,
that's a living I want.
yeah, I know, but it's got to be. I just can't get. I just don't want to get involved in that stuff because it's a slippery slope, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it can be, but he does say stick to the pro tips, the points. He grades it by points, so like, he does like £5 a point.
Mm.
So if you really fancy something, say, all right, this is a 3-point horse, and that's like a that horse should absolutely win.
Mm.
But I think he's like from January, he's 98 points up or something.
But isn't that boring though? Like it kind of takes the like I've got friends who do something similar where they bet, they do like. Cumulative bets?
Accumulator.
Cumulative bets. So basically, they bet.
I do the odd one of them as well. Yeah.
The thing with accumulate bets is you bet very little. If you win, you win massive.
Yeah.
If you lose, you. So there's, you know, there's a bit of like kind of thrill to it, but it's very safe. Like a lot of these, like, doesn't that take some of the thrill out of it? Isn't the whole point it's supposed to be like you're risking it and you're like.
Well, yeah. Well, to be honest, you are risking it. Like, but even like. It sounds like you're just saying that, oh, you're winning money's boring.
No, but it's
what you do with the money, Emilio.
Yeah, no,
sit in the bath and have a magnum.
I get that you're making money. And obviously, if you've got a sure thing, it's worth it. But for me, it just seems like, it just defeat, you know.
Well, no, there was one the other day that it started off the day at 6-1. And then just before the race started, like, the other horses got graded really well.
Yeah.
It went up to 20-1 and then smashed it. And I had £5 each way, £130. I thank you very much.
See, I bet on the big matches. Like every World Cup, I'll bet.
Yeah.
I'll put on like a bet for Italy to win. So just put Italy in World Cup, and like every so often, it's like a big Tottenham game. I'll put money on Tottenham to win.
Yeah.
But you know, I just couldn't do it day to day. I just think I'd be too worried about the fact that I'd get on a streak and I'd feel like I'm undefeatable, and I'd put a stupid bet on and lose like. A stupid amount of money.
See what I do now because I've done that and it's been silly.
Yeah.
Like there's some teams I will never forgive.
Along with myself. What teams?
Yeah. I hate Celtic. That's all I'll say. yeah, I know. I now every day I withdraw everything in the account, just so I don't do something stupid with it.
See, I just.
And the next day when I get given the tips, I'll put that certain amount in the account.
That's what I mean. It's like we were talking about earlier with the football manager. Like you play that dumb simulator thing. Like I think because you like that kind of stuff, this appeals to you. Where it's quite kind of almost business like in a way.
I love the finances.
Well, that's what I mean. I see it more as a game. You know what I mean? Because I like video games. So I think betting is similar to a game. Whereas I think you see it more like a kind of a thing. A job, yeah. Well, that was the end. But gamble responsibly. you know, don't.
That's at All Sport Tips on Twitter.
And if you make any extra profit, send it to at Emilio Camatrulli.
Just
lick me, and I'll send you my address. You can forward the check to me. We should do that though. If we give like a tip and someone makes money off it, we should like. Get a little cut. Do you know what I mean?
Like a professional tipster.
Yeah, like we should have like Smiles' tips every week, and you give us a tip on who to bet on.
And if well, that'd be something if we can get a charity, if we can get a
sponsor.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
The badger.
Forget sponsor? You're the one who's.
I know. I was just thinking, how am I forgetting this? Because that's all I want in life. that'd be good if we can get like a betting company to sponsor us. and get us to do like a charity sort of bet.
I think we could do it ourselves. Every week we put a fiver on something. If it wins, we give it to charity.
If it loses, we're down a fiver.
Or we say we give it to charity and then we just keep it and go to the pub.
The Smile
because
Foundation.
Because they won't know. They won't know. No, I'm not going to tell them. Are you going to tell them? No, who gives a fuck? There's only like 20 people listening to this anyway, so, you know, fuck them. But, yeah, I don't know. And if anyone else does it and they win, they give us a little kickback. Have our own little betting ring.
Our own little, yeah. We're going to be gangsters soon, aren't we?
Yeah, we will be.
Isn't this our gangsters start? Right, tea break.
Tea break.
Tea break.
Hey, we'll just keep, do you want to keep recording? How long have we gone?
I'll stick it. Let's go on pause.
Awesome. Alright, we're back. Okay. I'm on a bit of biscuit. Ooh. Foxes. They're really nice, though.
Have you ever had the. They're from Lidl. I was going to say from Lidl. You live in a posh house in on the right side of the river in London.
I shop at Lidl, you know, for like branded stuff. I'm not going to go for like.
Oh, when you're at uni, you might. Don't tell me you do that now.
I don't shop at all. My mum shops now.
Waitrose.
Probably, yeah. Waitrose and everything. I mean, it's just, you know, it's better quality. You pay for what you get, Callum. You pay for what you get. You pay for what you get it.
We're not champagne socialists. We're Prosecco socialists.
Well, you know, up in Surrey, we have to do as we do. Can't be seen in Lidl. That's just not on.
I love the cheapy shops. Can't beat them.
Oh, they're good. For branded stuff, there's no point. Like, if you go to M&S and you're paying twice as much for like a branded product, it's just dumb.
Yeah. It's like charity shops. Brilliant. I get so much more stuff from charity. If someone's died in it, it just plummets the value of it. You get some great stuff. Quality stuff. Look, I got a nice Burton suit from one there for like 25 quid. full piece.
All right. That's not what charity shops are for, Callum. Just, you can't just like, I'm helping people out, I'm going to go to the charity shop and buy, like,
I wasn't saying I was helping people out.
I just wanted a cheap suit.
No, I just wanted a cheap suit. I didn't even need the suit, so it was cheap. So I got it.
No. Speaking of suits, my sister had a 21st birthday a couple of weeks ago. And she did black tie. And like, you know, so we all had dressed up in like kind of suits and stuff. And the only suit I have is a three piece. And I was like, you know, I'll wear the three piece. I'm a little bit quite dashing and kind of cool. And it's like, yeah, you know, it's nice to dress up. You feel good in a suit. So I get this suit on. I do my hair. I get a shower change. I go downstairs. And the first thing my brother says to me is, shit, you look like a fat Conor McGregor. Because I've got a ginger beard. I've got my hair combed over in a three piece. He goes, you're like a fat Conor McGregor or a shit Ed Sheeran. And I went,
pick one.
Thank you very much. Oh, and that's really helped my confidence. Thank you. Yeah, no, my brother's great for that kind of stuff. Just knowing where they like hit you.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah. Because Conor McGregor, I mean, he's pretty cool. He's a, you know, an MMA fighter. He's pretty cool. A fat version just makes everything about Conor McGregor seem shit. It's like, because you're that kind of fat underachieving version, don't you? I don't know.
Yeah.
That adjective just it ruins me.
That's stuck on your mind a while now, hasn't it?
It has been. Oh, no, the worst insult I've ever received, and I don't know if you, do you ever watch the Mighty Boosh? Do you ever watch the Mighty Boosh?
Yes.
Right. The worst insult I ever received was when I was sitting watching Mighty Boosh with my dad. And you know, like, Howard Moon was there doing his, like, thing, like, his jazzercise thing, whatever. And my dad just calmly, that same thing, just went, you're a bit like Howard Moon, aren't you? And I was so offended. because I'm 22 years old and he's comparing me to a middle-aged man who goes to jazzercise and wears elbow-patched jackets and thinks that's the most fascinating. It's like, I was so offended. And, like, it's honestly the most offensive thing anyone's ever said to me. He's supposed to be really lame and, like, kind of, that's his character. Yeah. And to be compared to him, you know...
By your own dad.
By my own dad. Oh, it's fucking awful.
I think I'm going to start watching Peep Show again.
Peep Show?
Yeah. I love Peep Show. Hilarious.
I didn't watch the latest series, I didn't watch, because they came back, didn't they, and did like...
They did, and I think it's kind of, they've left it open for another one.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as good as its early stuff, but I laughed. I enjoyed myself.
I think, but like, some of the early Peep Show is just brilliant. It's just genius.
Comedy gold.
Like my favourite bit is the bit where, you know, I think it's Mark's getting married, and they're up hiding in the church, and they're talking, and they just, and what Jez starts pissing himself, and you've got people underneath like dripping. Oh, it's genius. It's absolute genius. There's some brilliant moments in that show. And it just gets I think better and better and better.
Super Hans.
Super Hans is a great character.
Calm down, will you? Just sit in the bath and have a Magnum. What a way to calm down, though. That's what something I think I might do whenever I'm stressed.
Oh, I love it. It's just... Words fail me. I love that show so much. Have you seen... Get on to just kind of starting a random topic, because... Mm-hmm. Have you seen the Taylor Swift lawsuit thing that's going around?
Vaguely. Well, she's a weird one, right? Because part of me fancies her.
Yeah.
Then part of me thinks, would I go to jail?
What?
She's got like...
She has a bad reputation, yeah.
She's got the body of a child.
Oh, no. A boy. I mean, I don't think she's as bad. No, the one who's worse for that is Ariana Grande. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
She looks like obviously she's very pretty, but she looks like a 12-year-old.
Oh, she's more than pretty, stunning.
Well, I
she is faff.
But all right, calm down.
I might need 5 minutes. Yeah, actually.
Exactly. Tea break. Let's go.
Yeah. Toilet break.
But she looks like 12. I just don't get it.
Yeah, she looks really hot too.
Yeah, but Taylor Swift. I don't think. I think she looks, you know, relatively, you know, like our age.
Yeah,
She's older than us, but she doesn't look like super young.
Yeah.
But I'm just a bit worried because she seems a bit crazy.
Yeah,
I don't want to say anything offensive because she could probably like come down and beat us up, but
I think she is batshit. You can just you can just tell she's batshit.
Well, it's just that
the girl is off her noodle.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, Taylor Swift, if she finds out about this, just go off to kill him. I'm trying to be...
Hey, if she wants me to be her boyfriend and then to dump me and write a song about me, I'm all for
that's
it.
That's what I mean. Like, I just think that's a bit... I mean, I understand it. As an artist, you take from what you know. But it's just so personal. Like, it's not like an experience. It's just so direct.
Yeah. You can just tell she self-sabotages relationships.
But I wouldn't go that far. I don't.
You just do. The idea of a relationship for her is a business model, isn't it? Like,
but you know, I don't think that's fair. I don't think like you can say definitely she kind of goes into a relationship and just goes, I'm gonna fuck this up because I need a new album. I mean, I get that there's kind of a pattern emerging, but I think everyone has that pattern, don't they, until they settle down, really.
Everyone has that pattern of I can make an album out of this.
Yeah. Well, no, but like, everyone breaks up and then, like, she's just got the talent to make an album out of it. But it's just, I don't know. I just think it's that thing of, it's not the kind of music I listen to. And so there's always a bit of me that's like, I just don't really, you know, when they're in the news, I'm just like, nah. Yeah. But, the story is, getting back to, like, what we originally started on when I talked about it. Like, apparently she got, there's like a big suit thing because she got groped by one of these like a DJ. Someone groped her, and it's all this kind of case around it. And I don't know why I brought it up.
I don't see how that could be like a lawsuit.
Well, no, she didn't do it. He groped her supposedly. Then he got fired. She talked to the company and he got fired. And now he's suing her for saying you lost me my job. I didn't do it. And she's counter suing him now, saying you did do it. But like she's only countersuing for $1 because she says I don't need the money. I'm just trying to prove a point. Where she's suing for like $300 million or something stupid. So you know, I don't know why I brought this up. I don't care. I brought this up because I was trying to think of topics and I literally couldn't care less.
Yeah, there's it's like some spoiled brats out there, isn't there?
Well, I don't think I think she's different though, because she at least writes her own song and earned it. It's not like, you know, you've seen the thing. Again, something I don't care about, but I'll bring it up anyway. Kylie Jenner, apparently she earned $420 million last year on this kind of clothing brand she created. And it's like, she's done like nothing. Like the whole Kardashian family make a living on $420 million, I think it was. It's like...
Yeah, and I know what it's like, oh, for making all this... Oh, no, she's basically just a famous face that'll give it publicity.
Well, what,
she does jack shit.
Well, what's worse, though, is you look at, like, she's been mired with, like, controversies all around this flat stuff because she keeps taking other people's stuff and just putting on her T-shirts.
Yeah.
It's like, how
is
she...
And it's like, what's her name? Who's the, Kim?
Yeah.
She's literally famous for getting ploughed on camera.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's all the mum, isn't it, really? That's what everyone says, isn't it? It's like she's pulling the strings from the behind the camera. She leaked the sex tape and she does all that stuff. And I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
Like I said, the problem is, I bring this up, I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like,
I despise that family.
But the problem is with it, it's annoying, so you want to talk about it, but by talking about it, you...
Get more annoyed.
Well, not just that, you worsen the problem. Like,
yeah, you are feeding the...
That's what I mean. Like, the best way to get these people to go away is not talk about them. But it's so annoying that you have to talk about it. You know, it's like all these... It's like, another thing I don't care about, but I want to talk about. Like, Jake Paul, have you seen this thing with this guy on YouTube? I like watch a lot of stuff on YouTube. And he's this... Him and his brother were basically Viners. You know, Vine was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were Viners. And then when Vine failed, they basically moved on to YouTube. And they kind of do these kind of really kind of bland vlog stuff that they do. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not bad, but it's just not my thing, and it's kind of, there's nothing really unique about it. I've seen vlogs like it before or whatever.
Yeah.
But the older brother kind of does it with this kind of charm. He kind of gets away with being a bit of a dick sometimes, and he's, you know, he's this kind of character that he's got that kind of, he's quite charming in a way. The younger brother hasn't got that charm, but still tries to be a bit of a dick.
It's just annoying, isn't it?
It's just annoying. He's been building stuff up, and he's been kind of like, basically, he's been doing like one bad mistake after another, but his channel just keeps growing. Apparently, like, his channel is just getting absurd traffic, more and more. And the more bad stuff he does, the more people go to his channel. And it's like, you know the stuff's shit. Why would you go there to look? Like, I know what's happening. I know what's, you know, the videos are about. I've seen the kind of things on it. I've not gone to his channel once. I've never given him a click because I know it's just not. Actually, that's not true. I did go to his channel once. I went to his channel to try and find out, you know, what was actually happening. I clicked on 8 of his videos, all titled about what was happening. None of them told me anything. They just clickbait and lie and get you into the video, and then...
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, it's worse than it. The worst thing is now, people think it's funny. I mean, don't get me wrong, if you clickbait prank someone, it's like, yeah, it can be funny sometimes.
Like a good old Rickroll.
Yeah, like a good old Rickroll.
Oh, they were classic. I remember that. You try to look at naughty videos on YouTube. Next thing you know, I think, oh, I don't know, big, busty Latina. And they say, never going to give you up. Never going to let you down.
Oh. Can you imagine getting Rickroll now? How surprised you'd be.
I think some still do.
Really?
It's not as big, but it's still about people get Rickrolled.
Mm. But people think now, like, to go back to what I was saying, people think now that it's okay to, you put clickbait, and then because you say, oh, I clickbaited you, it's okay. It's like, no, you're still a cuck.
You're a cuck.
A cuck, yeah. I like cuck. Cuck's a good...
It's a good insult, isn't it?
It's a good insult. Swearing in general, I mean, you may have noticed during this podcast, I swear quite a lot.
I tend to have a bit of a potty mouth.
Yeah.
But one of us has to hold to keep the decorum.
I just like... And the thing is, well, because we're British, I think we can get away with swearing a lot more.
I hate it when Americans swear because Americans just can't do it.
They can't. Like, if you say
jerk.
Well, no, but if you
fuck off.
No, it's that. But like, if you say cunt in a British accent, they go, "Ah, you daft cunt." It's like, it's quite funny. And it's like kind of affectionate.
Yeah.
Whereas in American, it's "you cunt." It's like a kind of very direct.
Everything about it in American is like it's an insult, whereas we use it
as punctuation,
affection, as just a fucking word filling thing whilst you're
thinking. The Australians have it the other way. Like they're super, super like kind of casual with it. They just throw it out whenever they want. But I think Americans are opposite. It's always a bit sharp when Americans do it. The differences between, so I mean, British speaking countries is all very similar. But the kind of the way people swear in different countries is so weird.
Mm.
Like how, like, in some countries, swearing out God is worse than, like, saying a curse word.
Yeah.
And, like, some of the weird
I hate it
come out.
When people, can you blaspheme, please?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh, no, right, listen. Listen here. To you, it's offensive. To me, what is offensive, you being offended by it.
I'd say,
like, just grow a pair.
Well, I think the thing is, I mean, you say that, but it's, again, you wouldn't, like, at a certain point, you wouldn't say the N-word, would you? Like, because you may not have a problem with it, and you may not say it in a negative way, but they...
I thought it was about to... When you said, I thought that was coming out, then.
I'd cut that out, I'd put...
But negative, nice.
But do you know what I mean? Like, you... Like, I think it's weird. I think it's because being a country that kind of has kind of started to repress, not repress, but kind of move us away from religion, like at the most part, we have religion and we're kind of moving away from it. I think more and more now we're accepting the fact that we can just kind of make fun of Christianity and make fun of like the stuff, because it's ours. It's like when Preston, we made fun of Preston like in this episode.
Yeah.
It's like, because we've been there and because we really like it. It's ours. But like, you know, we can make fun of it. Whereas with someone else's, you have to be a bit more careful. But I don't feel any like kind of bad thing for taking a mick out of Christianity or Catholicism. Or...
Good.
Anyway, yeah. This podcast would be quite boring if I did.
Yeah. Here we accept everyone.
This was Amelia's religious hour. We had one in the first thing. We now have one in this bit. It's just easy. Talking about religion and politics is just easy.
Because you're going to get a response.
Yeah. But what's more, it's... If you're at all switched on, you know that it's incredibly important.
Yeah.
Like, there are some people who go, I just don't want to... I did this when I was at university. I was like, I don't want to follow... Like, in third year, I was like, I don't want to follow politics because it's just, you know, it's all depressing. And it's like, yeah, but you have to, in a way. Like, even if you don't really pay attention, you have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Like, because it does matter at the end of the day. I mean, I don't think there's any point worrying about it until the next election, because you can't really fuck all until the election, really. But...
Yeah, I think... I think the next election is going to be a bit of a walk in the... Oh, hold on. Breaking news. Wayne Rooney scoring on his Premier League re-debut?
Is that breaking news?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I couldn't be more uninterested than one is Callum. I don't mean to be... I mean, Callum... just so all you listeners know, Callum has had the football on in the background the entire podcast.
It's on mute, but...
Yeah, he's on mute watching. Just watching the scores. So the reason I may be talking more, like, is because he's been sitting there watching the football, checking his phone, making sure he hasn't won any bets or lost any money, or because, you know, he's really committed to these podcasts. That's right. Yeah.
I completely forgot where I was.
Ah, well.
God damn you.
This is staying in, by the way. I know I'm calling out, but I'm putting it in. I think it's good.
Golly, Wayne Rooney's just completely thrown my
no one cares,
train of thought.
No one cares.
I don't actually know who it was.
It's just, you know. Should we talk about maybe like ideas we've been thinking about for the podcast, like on the podcast, like kind of, and see if people want to, I don't know, leave a like kind of response or comment and feedback and say what they kind of think would be interesting.
What, our like 7 Twitter followers?
Yeah, well, you know, all like
two of them being us.
Yeah, it's better than my YouTube channel where it has one follower, which is me. Like, I have a YouTube channel with one subscriber and it's me. So, you know, it's better than that. But, you know, I don't know, because we did get some listens, to be fair, the first one.
We got quite a few.
So, you know, if people are interested and want to leave a comment, you can kind of say what...
Yeah, go on then. Throw your ideas out, Amelia. Nice.
I don't know, I just thought maybe this might be interesting.
Well, yeah, go on, give us them then.
I don't know, well, you know. This is a bad idea, wasn't it? This is a bad, you know, we'll just
that's getting edited, isn't it?
We'll cut to, I might leave, you know what, I'll leave it in and then I'll cut. Oh, I've got something. Alright, you ever watch Rick, do you watch Rick and Morty?
No.
Right, great. Alright, so I've got something we'll talk about. I want to talk about Pokemon Go and the fact that I'm now being called a nerd for playing Pokemon Go.
You are, but go on.
I know I'm a nerd, but like...
You're not being called it, you just are.
No, but like, it was cool. Like, everyone used to like Pokemon Go. Like, when it first came out, everyone was like, oh, this is really cool. And then all of a sudden, it's just become this really kind of sad thing. Like, when I was on holiday, I was walking through the town I'm on holiday and like catching Pokemon. And my sister was just like, you're such a nerd. You're such a weird, you're such a weird looking nerd. And I was like, oh, thank you very much. I just, you know...
Well, it's a bit... Well, yeah, you are.
Well, no, but like, have you played it? Come on, you have to have played it. Like, it's like, you know.
It's like, no, I've not.
Like, you've not played it?
No, absolutely not.
Why not? It's like, it's great. You go for dog walks all the time. It's like,
I play sports.
Yeah, no, all right, calm down. Fucking hell.
Right. My testosterone levels are high enough.
Big bollocks. Fucking hell. Yeah. I play sports, you know, you fucking nerd. No, but like, for you, like,
I like girls.
I like girls. I'm cool. No, but you know, like, you go and walk all the time, you put it on your phone, you're walking around.
Yeah, I just call you.
Yeah, no, but I don't want to talk to you all the time. Do you know how much? I have to hang up. When we have a phone call, so Callum will call me. And every so often, I'll just go, all right, Callum, got to love you and leave you. Bye, mate. Because it's like 45 minutes in, and he hasn't stopped talking the entire time. So I'm just like, bye, Callum.
My dogs are nice and tired, though.
Yeah, I know that. Like, do you know what I get what I mean? When you're walking along, just have a, like, you know, flicking the pokeball, catching little things.
That thing, it does not appeal to me one bit.
Oh, I love it. I think it's great.
No, that's why I started listening to podcasts.
See, yeah, that's
not ourselves, by the way. I've listened to us. Okay, I've listened to it once.
Yeah, I've done this
and a half.
But
just to kind of
like I said, I was on holiday. We drove to Italy, so that's a 16-hour car journey.
Bloody hell, that's a lot of it, isn't it?
I downloaded it like on the journey because it went on iTunes as I was driving. Yeah. So I left it to upload, and downloaded it in the car, and it was like, right, everyone shut up now. We've got to listen to this. And my mum and dad got halfway through and went, you have to turn this off. And I was like, why do you not like it? Like, no, it's fine. It's just, we don't like listening to you talk for 45 minutes. And I was like, all right, that's pretty fair, to be honest with you.
Rave review in my eyes.
Yeah, isn't it? They were like, it wasn't bad. It's just, we don't listen to you talk. And I was like, oh, thank you very much. I mean, you were fine. I think it's because they know me and they don't want to listen to that. Yeah. But yeah, no, man,
Have you had any other family members listen to it?
No, my brother listened to the first few minutes, but he's trying to stop listening to all this, like, podcasts and YouTube. He stopped going on YouTube, stopped listening to podcasts, because he said it just makes him unproductive, which is stupid, because all he does is sit around and play Xbox all day, so he's not going to get any more productive. But, how about you? You have a family listen to it?
I'm not really sure I've listened. I think my dad and mum have downloaded it.
They haven't listened to it, though?
We'll support you,
but we don't actually want to listen to
you. Yeah.
Because it's fucking shite.
You are our least favourite sometimes. No, back in the cupboard.
See, but if that's worse, because I'm their favourite son, they still couldn't listen to it. I'm the favourite child. I was visiting family all the time, because obviously being Italian, you have to visit family. That's what you do.
And all it's everything.
Yeah, it's everything. But all I have to do is, like, every time I talk to them, I just go, remember I'm the favourite. Like, just remember I'm the favourite. That's how I start every conversation, because they have to know. They have to know. I mean, because otherwise they forget, and then where would I be? I mean, because I've got no personality. I'm not interesting. I have to be the favourite. That's what I have to be. So.
You're that fat Conor McGregor.
Yeah, you're that.
No, I'm the favourite.
You're a bad Ed Sheeran. Yeah, well. But anyway, back to Pokemon Go, before I, top myself. do you not have, like, any kind of phone apps like that? Do you not, like, play...
I played, it was one called Score Hero, and it drove me mad.
Score, is that like one of those, like, flip the football?
Yeah, and there was... So there's some where you've got to get, like, 5.
Yeah.
But if you cock up on one, you're back to the beginning.
Oh, yeah, I used to have one.
Oh, it drove me mad. Do you know what? I spent more time doing that, I think, in our last year of uni than Football Manager.
Really?
Me and my house sat there just getting really, really pissed off.
What was the game on... Because WhatsApp has a game, doesn't it? The basketball game.
Does it?
Yeah, WhatsApp has a game. Oh, it had a link to it. Because I remember when... Was it WhatsApp or Facebook? No, Facebook Messenger's a game. The basketball... Because in third year, that game kept getting posted in our, like, university group. I was fucking addicted. Like, I'd come home.
This is from somebody who kind of blocks notifications because it just annoys him. I'm going to play this.
I turned off. I have no notifications on Twitter and Facebook because it fucking winds me up when I get some daft cunt going.
Stop calling me daft cunt, please.
No. Well, you know, when you get Facebook going, such and such, putting a photo, I was like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's
If I cared,
me.
I would look at the photo. Yeah. If I'm not looking at the photo, I don't give a shit about this person.
Yeah.
You know, so it's you know, it's all just such. And Twitter does it all the time. Where it's like someone did a tweet. It's like, I don't give a fuck who did a tweet. If I want to check, I go on Twitter.
Like, yeah.
You know, if you mention me or if I'm like you know tweeted at directly, yeah, definitely give me like a notification. That's great. But why? It just doesn't.
I've
make
only
sense.
Noticed that Twitter have only just started doing this as well.
Go on.
Like the whole like such and such is tweeting about this. I really couldn't give a shit.
I'm not in a good place about it. Oh, but I hate them. I turn them off because like. My app store, turn off all the notifications on that because they don't fuck off. Messenger's the fucking worst because in Messenger, right, this is another rant by the way, in Messenger, if you're online and you put red message, if your signal's not good enough to update it online, it resets it for you so that it basically doesn't go away. Whereas if you're offline, it does it offline and then uploads later. So why doesn't it do that even when you're online? It just doesn't make... fucking worse. Yeah, you can't see. I'm moving my hands a lot. I'm doing a lot of gestures. It's my Italian.
It's very Italian.
When I get angry, the Italianness comes out of it. You know, it's all that emotion. Okay. I think we're going to wrap up there, to be honest with you. I think we're done, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to talk about?
No. And, well, quite frankly, I'm sick of the sight of you.
Yeah, I'm a bit sick of you, to be honest. I was going to talk about fish at some point, but I forgot what I was going to talk about, so we'll talk about some other time. Yeah, it's just... I can't remember what it was about. It was about fish, but...
I just fancy a chippy tea now you said that.
What?
A chippy tea.
Oh, fish chips?
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you very much for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed it. This has been Unprofessional. I've been Emilio, and this is...
Callum.
All right, and where can they follow us, Callum?
At @unpro_podcast on the Twitter.
The Twitter, yeah.
Is that, if that's what the kids call it these days.
They don't.
my dad calls it Twatter.
Dad calls it Twatter?
Yeah.
I actually like that. Can we call it Twatter from now on?
Yeah. All right. Follow us on Twatter.
Twatter. Yeah.
At @unpro_podcast.
All right. Thank you very much. See you later. Cheers.
See you later.